An insane decision harking back to the 1930s and 40s. That's what the critics are saying about the New South Wales government's decision to introduce shark nets along the state's north coast. The government had previously ruled out using the nets, as Lindy Kerin reports.
Beaches in the Ballina Shire will stay closed this morning after a shark knocked a 25-year-old surfer off his board yesterday. Serica Russ knows he's incredibly lucky.
One in a million that you'd come out with everything and just a scratch, really, not too much. So I feel very lucky, yeah.
He told Channel 7 he was surfing at Sharp's Beach when the shark attacked.
I was just laying on my board and unexpectedly shark just came up from underneath and knocked me off my board. And, yeah, took a bit of a chunk out of my leg.
The New South Wales government has been trialling a range of new technologies and measures as part of its shark management strategy. It had previously ruled out the use of nets, but after yesterday's attack, it announced it will now conduct a six-month trial on the north coast. The president of the Leebar Board Riders, Don Munro, says it's a good move.
Because it'll give us that immediate protection that we need at our beaches.
Don Munro says he hasn't always been a supporter of shark nets, but he says it's a necessary step to get tourists and locals back in the water.
You know, I'm all for keeping them in up until we find something that can replace, another initiative that can replace the nets, where we can coexist, where humans and sharks are going to be safe.
But Sea Shepherd Australia's Jeff Hansen says shark nets are old technology that will wipe out thousands of marine animals.
To step back into the 1930s and 40s, and former premiers of New South Wales have said that nets are simply a false sense of security. They don't work. They don't go from the top to the bottom. They're not a barrier. And in Queensland alone, they've wiped out 85,000 marine animals. They do nothing for public safety. And, you know, in 2016, we don't need to choose between protecting marine life or people. We can do both.
Dr. Christopher Neff is a lecturer in public policy at the University of Sydney, and he spent the last decade researching shark nets.
After 10 years of looking for the evidence, there is no evidence to support shark nets as a bather protection policy, and they are often used as knee-jerk reactions to protect politicians.
Dr. Christopher Neff from the University of Sydney speaking to Lindy Kerin.